Welcome aboard. Welcome aboard, everybody. This is your host, your pilot, Roger Moon. What a pleasure to know that all of you guys are flying with us tonight, straight from Washington, D.C. to Africa. You're listening to VOA Africa. Great music, great conversation. Imagine, people, a gender equal world, a world free of bias, stereotyping. You know the stereotyping going on and discrimination, you know, a world that is like diverse, you know, equitable and inclusive. You know, that's pretty much what we're talking about today. And we will have a guest because today it's a really, really special day. So fasten your seatbelt. Let's go. Yes, we will have some great music tonight. The lady DJ, Nikki Strong, will be also here with us to update us on what's going on the entertainment news. My guest, Mrs. J, will be here again to remind you how powerful ladies are today and those who are making a difference. One of the occasion of International Women's Day 2023, you know, it's a really, really good theme that the UN has this year. It's digital art. Digital, that's the way they call it. Innovation and technology for gender equality. This theme is aligned with the priority theme for the upcoming 67th session of the Commission on the Status of Women. It's really, really important that we're celebrating women all over the world tonight. Let's go. Come on.
Yeah, you talk.
The song is Seven Summers. We'll take us to what's going on with Nikki Strong. She's ready.
So what's going on with Nikki Strong? The Weeknd, HBO scripted series The Idol, is mired in controversy since Sam Levinson replaced Amy Simons as director. According to Rolling Stone magazine, the script, quote-unquote, has turned from a woman who was finding herself sexually into a show about a man who gets to abuse this woman, and she loves it. Get ready. Chloe Bailey is not only dropping her debut album this month and set to embark on her first solo tour, she just announced she is starring in the romantic comedy Praise This, which will premiere on April 10th on Peacock. Happy birthday to Tyler, the Creator, who turns 32 this week. And that's what's going on with Nikki Strong.
Yeah. Sometimes we laugh, sometimes we cry, but I guess you know now. Baby, I took a half, but she took the whole thing. Slow down, baby. We took a trip, now we on your block, and it's like a ghost town. Baby, where did it be at when they said they're doing all this nonsense? Tired of beeping your phones, you can't even pay me enough to react. Been waking up in the crib, but sometimes I don't even know where I'm at. Don't pay that sounds on this party, I can't even listen to that. Anytime that I run into somebody, it must be a victory lap. Hey, shawty come sit on my lap. Hey, they saying Drizzy to snap. This in between us is not like a store, this isn't a closable gap. Hey, I see some attack, and don't end up making it back. I know that they at the crib, going crazy down bad. What they had didn't last, damn baby. Sometimes we laugh, sometimes we cry, but I guess you know now. Baby, I took a half, but she took the whole thing. Slow down, baby. We took a trip, now we on your block, and it's like a ghost town. Baby, where did you be at when they said they're doing all this and all that?
I'm in the trenches, relax. Can you not play that little boy in the club? Cause we do not listen to rats. We in Atlanta.
So I bet they on their face right now. I know that they at the crib, going crazy down bad. What they had didn't last, damn baby. Sometimes we laugh, sometimes we cry, but I guess you know now. Baby, I took a half, but she took the whole thing. Slow down, baby. We took a trip, now we on your block, and it's like a ghost town. Baby, where did he be at when they said they're doing all this and all that? When he tell a story, that's not how it went. Know they be lying 100%. Moved out of rent and forgot about the bed. Now they just call me to tell me come get it. Got that boy off and I don't want no credit. If it was me, they wouldn't regret it. Left me with dead and now they won't get it. Yeah.
So
actually J, right? I like to say it right, because sometimes when you're saying J, it's J. That's the African way.
You got that right.
Right? Exactly. Yeah. Julie, thank you so much for coming to see us at Voice of America to tell us about your product. First of all, how are you doing?
Good. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for inviting me here.
No, it's an honor. It's really a privilege to have you, because we, this week, we're talking about, you know, women in business in my radio show. And we, you know, the question that we always ask, and that's before we talk about what you do, is how does women in business, entrepreneur, get supported by the husbands or, you know, the family in general? How do they get that support? So you are the best person to tell us about that. But first, before we get to that, okay, tell us a little bit about your product and what you do here in the United States.
I'm Julian Day, co-founder of Nelly's Foods, which is a multicultural food brand here, made in the United States, sold mostly in the United States, for healthy, busy homes. So anybody who's looking to have a healthy lifestyle and you're very busy and you want to eat natural but tasty food, we have it for you. Mm-hmm. Nelly's Foods, our goal is nothing more than 15 minutes for everything we make. We have over 45 items that are sold in supermarkets across the United States. Some of the largest supermarkets, as Walmart, you know, Whole Foods, everywhere in the United States, you can find our products. We make it easy for any woman, busy woman, as we understand today in 2022, it's everybody has a very busy lifestyle, and so, but people want to eat healthy. So that's we create that solution for families across the country.
Now, creating that solution, as you're mentioning, I can assume that it wasn't that easy, because we're all Americans here, you know, the African of the diaspora living in America, our second home, if we should say it that way, for most of us. I'm assuming it was not easy, because you have a multi kind of like a variety of food, and most fast food that we eat in America, it's simple. It's that, here, go. But this one has the ingredients, has detailed in a way. So was that a problem? Was this difficult for you to figure out how to diversify your product?
It wasn't that difficult, yeah, because as a mom, I was trying to solve a problem for me, and understanding that there are many women across the country that share the same challenges in life, having two girls young, having to get up every morning, go to work, worry about what my family is going to eat, and wanting to give them a healthy meal at the end of the day was a no-brainer. So it took some time, yes, to come up with everything, because naturally I cook. I learned to cook from my mom, who's an amazing cook. But now the question is, how do we take it to the next level? A lot of the companies out there that we're supplying food products in supermarkets, we're not providing that solution. Whenever you went to the food store, supermarket, you would find products with too much sodium, sugar in it, fillers. And when I say fillers, most consumers may not understand. Most of what you might be getting may not be full, wholesome ingredients. It might be added fillers in there just to make it look pretty and give you fill your belly. That's not what we're all about. I wanted to give consumers, I wanted to solve a problem for myself and for moms out there, that we could give you your same vegetables that you would go to the market, buy, come back, chop, and all of that. Not to have to come back and chop all of that anymore. Get you those ingredients all in one place, where all you do is add water to it and you have a meal in 15 minutes. You may have to add your protein to it. That's fine. But you don't have to if you don't want to, especially wanting to, because everybody wants to provide the best for their families. And that's exactly why we got to this.
And it's working. It's been working. You've been blessed. You've been happy so far, how it's doing?
Yes, it's been bittersweet to an extent. Nothing good comes easy.
That's correct.
A lot of tears in between. And just like the world is, you know, it's always a balancing act. You have the rain, you have the sun, you have the snow, you have... So you know, you go through challenges, but the challenges are opportunities to learn. After doing this for the last 17 years, I find that it was a challenge worthwhile. It's appreciated every time we get a phone call or I get an email or a message through via social media from a consumer. It makes the job that we do worthwhile. My family, my kids love your product or something. I think you even mentioned that you had been purchasing your product without realizing who was making it.
Totally.
So it makes it worthwhile. It's been a challenge, but it's been a beautiful one.
Wow. So far, what does Meli do? Is it mostly rice products or what are the main product that you do so far? And what are you thinking maybe, if you can tell us, if it's not a secret, what are you planning on making more for your clients and customers?
So we listen to our customers.
Good.
One of the things I love to do, I would still do demos actually out in supermarkets because I like to interact
directly with
consumers and hear what they have to say. We play in multiple categories. We play in, when I say we play, meaning that we sell products in the rice category. We also are in the frozen category, and we're in food service. So these are different channels that we play in. We have our retail items, which are the rice mixes. We have sauces that we offer also. And then we have frozen foods. We have frozen sides. We have frozen meals. So if you don't want to cook this, you can actually purchase it already fully cooked and frozen.
Okay.
So you can buy that in your frozen aisle, and you just have to look for the Meli's brand of products. Some supermarkets carry some don't. But consumers can request it from their local supermarket, and they can bring it in because we have distribution in all 48 states right now. And then we do food service for restaurants that are looking, they're faced with labor challenges. They want to be able to have the same type of meal, product, or plan. We offer that service to restaurants so they can buy it in bulk and then service their customers.
Right. Now, just for those who are watching us, and especially the African of the diaspora, and even Africans who are listening to us back home, for how hard it is for an African to make it in this kind of business in the United States.
Whew. I have some brain to show for it. Well, it's
because you're an example, and that's why,
everything that is worthwhile is hard. I don't think that it should be a deterrent, to anyone. Your why is the most important thing that matters. If you do something because it's a me too, you're likely to, at some point when things are hard, to let it go. But when you do it because you're talented at it, and you love it, I'm not talking about passion, you would find that it's just a given. If you enjoy something that you can work and not even get paid and not worry about it, but you're really talented, trust me, someone is willing to pay you for it. So I don't like to say that focus on the difficulty of the process. I like to focus on what you get out of that process long term. And this is where you get results. I don't think that we're anywhere yet. I actually think that there's a lot more to do. Consumers are constantly, palates are constantly evolving. And as a business, you listen and you evolve with your customer. So, it's a constantly challenging process, but if you're solution-based and you're doing it for the right reasons, you don't perceive it as difficult. It's just part of the process. So wow. That's how I see it.
Wow. It's a whole lesson you just gave us anyway. How much support do you get from the African diaspora or community in the U.S.? Do they know much about this product?
Do you hear from them? You and I were talking about data. You know, how much data do you have on the African consumers, if any?
Well, I wouldn't say that I'm a data expert.
You are for me. After what you told me.
I would say I'm a data expert, but there is a lot. There's some data out there. I wouldn't say that we've done a good job at letting the African diaspora know about the Nelly's brand. There's some people who know about it. We have been so focused on building the company from the ground up, where distributing our products, setting up the infrastructure for distribution over the last, almost couple of decades. But today we're doing more to inform the diaspora about who we are and why we do what we do. And also, it's more of also encouraging women who, like myself, years back, I see myself in some young women today that may want to do something and not think that they can't do it either because they don't have the finances to do it, or because they have children, or they have... You can always find a way to make it happen. You may work a little longer than everybody else, but in everything there's a sacrifice. So, and support. Husband's support. My husband was an amazing support system for me. My parents, my, siblings, and some members of my community. So, if anybody else is listening out there, if you have a young person that would like to follow their talent and wants to do something, and you see that they're talented, just support them. You don't have to support financially. Just moral and emotional support is what's necessary for somebody to move forward. And I got that.
Wow. And you had that.
I had that.
That's you answered part of my question I was asking at the beginning about our, talking here. So your husband, Mr. Albert, was there and is there until today. How much support did he give you?
Everything.
Everything.
I can just say everything. Mm. From day one, he said, go for it. And he was there. He paid the bills. He made sure, food was on the table. We made a lot of sacrifices. We downsized our home. Mm. We sold it just to be able to invest in the business.
Right.
We moved to a cheaper community. They were
sacrifices for somebody to do for business.
Yes. And for him to do some of those things, it shows how committed he was. And he is
today.
He is our CEO of the company. And he makes it happen. Unfortunately, he's not here because he's back in the office doing what he has to work.
Now you have two beautiful daughters. How do they support mom and dad in their business?
In every way as well. The girls have grown up in it. If anybody looks at our website today, you would actually think that it was done by some big marketing agency out there.
Wow.
It's actually built by the girls, one of our daughters. She's amazing. She's a data, expert. They have other jobs,
of course,
but they also work part time for the company. They've always worked for the company from a very tender age when I used to do demos and in supermarkets. They will be under the table and all of that. And then when they were of age, as teenagers, we would actually drop them at the store, at Whole Foods stores. A lot of the Whole Foods in the Mid-Atlantic know them. Because they would come, I would drop them off with their table and tablecloth, and they would stand there and give samples out to consumers.
Wow.
And they'll talk to customers.
I hope you see our footage and pictures of when they were doing that.
We do. We have a lot of pictures of them growing up doing that. So they do the trade shows. When we do trade shows, usually they are in the booths and things like that. So they get to know the company. Something else I want to say about this is we focus, I think
a lot of us try to, we have businesses. Some people have businesses. But it's more of a generational business. And when you educate your kids in the business, even though they learn other skills in other areas, you pass the baton to them, you know, with the skill sets that they need to move it to the next level. So whether I'm here or not, they have the tools required to move this company forward.
Right, right. That's unbelievable. That's just crazy, though. It's amazing. Now, you are Cameroonian origin and you know, African, I should say, in general. how do you plan, or if you guys at least, you know, Daily's planning to have a bridge between what you guys are doing here in the U.S. to the motherland, the continent? How do you think about, you know, do you ever think about investing back home in the motherland?
Absolutely.
To plant, implement this also, you know, back home.
Absolutely. We are currently working on a program to start getting some of our raw materials from Africa, from Cameroon specifically, and we're looking at other African countries that are capable of supplying us. We do plantains. I think a lot of people may not realize that when they eat it, some of the plantains they eat in supermarkets out there is actually supplied
Nelly's
by us. It's
right.
Nelly's.
Right.
But we were one of the first companies that actually made a pre-cooked sweet plantain mainstream. You know, the two companies that really do it now on large scale is Goya and is us. And so a lot of people, you know, maybe I shouldn't, you know, market another company like that, but just to give other people, the diaspora
a
perspective. So if you go out and you buy this other company, you see Nelly's, you know that we're competitors. We you know, you know, we are looking to do this in Africa too, because in Africa we have all the elements to be able to have, especially the quality
right.
of product that comes out of Africa is top notch. But because we don't have the industries in place as yet, so we're trying to have that,
right.
provide that, so that, you know, we can also provide employment and also make a difference in
the community.
Yeah.
And you'll probably feel good and giving back to your continent and community, of course. You'll
yes.
feel better to that. Wow, that's awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank
Nelly.
You.
I really appreciate it. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.